And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 18th. This week in 1969, John Lennon legally changed his middle name from Winston to Ono. Also in 69, the Carpenters signed with A&M Records. Speaking of which, the A of A&M, Herb Alpert, debuted This Guy's in Love with You, singing it to his first wife on his TV special, The Beat of the Brass, this week in 1968. In 74, filming began on the movie version of Tommy. And another movie, Go Johnny Go, with Jimmy Clanton and Chuck Berry, premiered this week in 1959. 18-year-old Brenda Lee married her husband Ronnie this week in 1963. NBC's Saturday Night Live offered the Beatles a whopping $3,000 to reunite on their show in 1976. In 61, Bob Dylan made his recording debut as the harmonica player on a Harry Belafonte album. Etta James received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2003. In 64, American Bandstand aired a taped telephone interview with the Beatles. The movie FM, with performances by Linda Ronstadt and Jimmy Buffett, debuted this week in 1978. Jackie Wilson had his debut at the Copacabana nightclub in New York City this week in 1962. The very first Deep Purple concert happened this week in Jystrup in Denmark in 1968. The Elvis Presley and Margaret movie Viva Las Vegas premiered in New York this week in 1964, opening 2 months later across the country. Elton John made his solo concert debut, opening for T-Rex in London, England, this week in 1970. In 2009, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers received the Freedom of Liverpool Award for services to charity and his hometown. In the studio, Jan and Dean recorded Surf City in 63. Also in 1963, Bobby Bear in the studio recording Detroit City. The Beatles recorded the vocals for Eleanor Rigby in 66. Johnny Mathis recorded Misty in 1959. Bobby Darin recorded Early in the Morning, which Brunswick Records released as by the Ding Dongs. Now, Atco Records, which had the rights to Bobby Darin, claimed the masters and re-released it as by the Rinky Dinks this week in 1958. Birthdays: Glenn Campbell, born this week, 1936, Mel Carter, 82, Peter Frampton, 71, Larry Gross, 73, Roy Orbison, born in 36, Ray Peterson, born in 1935, Barbara Streisand is turning 79, Robert Knight, born in 1945, Freddie Scott, born in 33, Haley Mills is 75, Mark Volman from the Turtles, 74, Dickie Goodman, the king of the cut-in records, born this week in 1934. Bobby Russell, who sang Saturday Morning Confusion and wrote songs like Honey and The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, born this week, 1941. Johnny Tillotson is 83. Ernie Maresca, born in 1939. Paul Davis, born in 48. And Dale Houston from Dale and Grace, born this week in 1940. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 18th. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.